Oh, Cody.
It's the one.
Oh, woo! The recap.
My goodness.
The recap crew is back. Oh, phenomenal man. One here.
Come to the end.
Ooh.
And I'm Cody, sorry.
Oh, it's okay. You got a little excited. Yeah, those goosebumps was flowing.
Daredevil, man. Shit.
The finale.
That's it, man.
Oh, that last episode. Look, Sean sitting there. Yeah, he's just like, I wish I could have watched it. He's like, damn, I just wish I could have watched a little bit of it, you know, maybe just a tad bit of it. Look, he looks depressed now, damn. He's just like, yeah. Man, him and Windows, I don't know, because he kept looking out this window. He's just like,
artistic motherfucker right there.
Yeah, he really is, or shit. You know, damn, dude. Hey, it'll be okay, man.
Yeah.
Cheer up.
Yeah.
Now, listen to us, we spoil this for you. We're here to talk about the last episode, which is, funnily enough, Daredevil.
Yes, he's not the Devil of Hell's Kitchen anymore. He is officially Daredevil now.
He's the Dare.
Yeah.
In Devil.
That's right.
The Devil. Mm-hmm. In Dare.
That's right.
Beefcake.
Yeah. I'm sure that'll make much more sense later.
It will. Yes. I don't think we will, but it will. I'll find a way to make sense of it. Don't worry.
Awesome.
I always have a thing of turning these things around, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
You do.
Somehow. Oh, but yes, we finally made it to the last episode, mm-hmm. And, man, it's,
my fault.
Yeah, we do.
How unprofessional of me. Sorry, Wayne, visual.
If we do it, do it now. If not, then you go. Okay, whatever. Like I said, we're doing a recap here. And we're going to go ahead and talk about this last episode, man. Basically, to wrap things up, we open up with the funeral of Ben Urich, which, one of the best deaths I've ever seen with Ben Urich, man. It was the saddest and best at the same time. And goddamn, I already said it. Oh, well, oh, well.
Sorry.
Yes. Ain't my fault. Get better hotel service, something like that, whatever shit. So, you know, we got Karen talking to Ben's wife. And she's, like I said last week, she's a stand-up chick, man. She's like, nah. He did this.
Mm-hmm.
Ben knew what he was doing. Don't feel sad for him or whatever. I was just like, damn, dude. If only you was, I was going to say 20 years younger, but I'm just like, hell, you can stay that age right now. I get a wheelchair myself. We can wheel together, girl. Shit, holding hand to hand. I wheel one chair, you wheel the other. You know, we just roll together and stuff. Cool. So we get back to pretty much everything around Wilson Fisk is crumbling.
Yeah.
It's going down.
It is going down.
Everything is going downhill. It's not working for hell, pretty much. Even to the point where he finds out Leland was the one that poisoned Vanessa and them.
Yep.
He kills Leland.
Yep, throws his ass out of the elevator shaft.
That shit was hilarious. Yep. Leland was talking that shit like,
which, shit, I'm taking half of your money. Nothing you can do about it.
Man, when he said that, it was like,
yeah, because he had Hoffman in line, illegal, whatever you want to call it.
Like, you got a death wish, dude. Yeah. He's just like, I'm taking my money. He ain't gonna do shit about me.
You can't kill me. Hoffman back in the basement.
Hoffman back in the basement, whatever. And little we know, Daredevil got to him first. Hoffman. That lip, whatever. That dude looked like Bubba from fucking Forrest Gump and shit. Just like.
No, my favorite part was to jump together a little bit. My favorite part was he walked into the police station and.
I like how the screen got glossy and shit. It did like a hallway quarters. It's like, damn, is he walking to heaven? Shit, because in LA, that's hell.
Yeah.
So, black man walking to the police station? It's like he saw his fate or something like that. So I was just like, that's why them cops looking at him. It's just like pulling his stick out. It was like in slow motion. It was like, yeah, because he wasn't wearing his uniform. So it was just like, that's some random black dude just walking up here. He guilty by association with something or whatever and shit. But, we get to that. Daredevil finally suits up. Cody, get your shit together, man.
Come on, man.
Get your shit together. You talking about this mental. Okay, people, now we can finally talk about it now. I can finally get into it. Cody and the rest of the world. Haters. Haters.
I'm sorry. The outfit is not attractive looking.
Go. Say it like that. You was going over here talking about that fucking retarded guy made that ugly suit, man. What a man. And then we find out this guy is retarded, and Cody's sitting up here making fun of the dude. I was like, did you build a suit?
I have not yet.
Have you ever built a suit?
Hell no.
Exactly. You hear that? People in the background, he said hell no, too, whatever shit. This man finally used his when people call him disabled, they call him disabled. He got up from his the blood, sweat, and tears, blood, sweat, and metal.
That's right.
He put metal together. He actually created something for a man to wear or whatever.
I
stuff.
Applaud him for that. I'm just saying.
Give him his credit at least.
Not, it's just not a good looking suit.
Just, you could have said that from the front. You never said that before. You,
I kind of did. See.
Nah, you said it was an ugly fucking suit. You had to put that fucking bar. Okay. Yeah, did you? You've been said it before we started recording the show. He's just like, that suit is fucking terrible. It's just like, dude.
Yeah, that fucking mat.
Oh, God. You're a monster. You are a monster, dude. Get it together.
Adam West eyebrow shit they got going on. The nose piece.
We understand, Cody, but damn. You bastard, you. You dirty, dirty
it's
bastard.
It's not too bad because he's moving in quick motion and shit, but when he's standing still, I'm like, oh, shit. Ugly.
You heard it first here on Movie Spoilers, people.
Ugly fucking suit.
Cody has a problem with mentally challenged people. So if you're mentally challenged and you work in any kind of fashion industry or whatever stuff, just stop right now because Cody's going to criticize you, apparently. Stop. Apparently that wasn't too high maintenance fashion for Cody or whatever. He doesn't like this guy's work, whatever.
I just wanted something a bit more closer to the source material. Yeah.
Do you hear this, Sean?
That's all I wanted. It's like a purist in that sense, baby. Yeah. I don't know. You call me where the
yeah,
fuck
let me get
you want.
Yeah, get on this shit, please. Sure. You was on the Movie Spoilers episode, please.
Sean, go ahead.
Tell us, you've heard Cody on that show now. He's fucking crazy, right? And now you hear them talking about, because I don't know if you noticed, Sean, but there's a mentally challenged guy who talks like this. But Mr. Fisk, he's going to kill Bessie for me if I don't make suit for him, whatever.
Right.
He built Daredevil's suit, and Cody, with the rest of the world, has been talking shit about that suit and saying how fucking terrible. And I'm like, give this guy
they
credit.
They can be whatever they want to be, man.
Oh, fuck
as long
man.
As it, give the mentally challenged guy credit. That the fact that he built a suit.
I got the whole suit.
No, I give his credit. I get credit for credit.
He's due. Talented.
He got his suit displayed on a Marvel program. Yeah.
Exactly,
it
whatever.
Protects, Matt Murdock's ass.
It protects him, whatever.
I'm just saying it's fucking ugly.
We got a suit for your ass.
But you didn't say it like that before. You were going in detail about like it's
well,
fucking.
Well, now I'm saying it like this. Yeah, so, yeah.
Good, man. I'm glad you see your evil ways, whatever. My you God. Fucking non-black bastard, you whatever and shit. God damn, dude. That's terrible, dude. Yeah. You got a another problem on your ass.
Yeah, well, that's terrible as that suit. But,
oh God, Cody, stop. You see him, Sean?
I can't.
Sorry, I can't help myself, man. You've seen it, right? I'm sure you've seen it.
You know what? We're not even going to get into our interpretations of the suit now after what you just said.
Why not?
Nah, we can't.
Why can't we just focus on the episode?
Okay, we
because, you know what? Me and you can't say nothing about the suit. You know why? Because Cody, he said enough about it now.
Yeah.
I think
we know his position.
We do. It makes no difference what's our position anymore after what he just said. Shut your Jew mouth right now. Don't you say nothing about that goddamn. I was waiting for him to say, you shut your goddamn Jew mouth. Don't you say nothing about that.
Black
shit.
Jew mouth.
Yeah, you shut your black Jew mouth up, whatever. If you ain't black, you gotta be Jew or something like that. Okay. What else would you be? Got that Jew fro on your head now and shit like that? Yeah, come on now. You got something going on, whatever shit. Man, you trying to
he's not wrong.
He's not, see? You got your Jew fro going on and shit like that. You doing your Will Ferrell pose and shit like that.
Get
whatever.
Hard part two.
Yeah, get hard part
Except
two.
Except he wears Daredevil costume the whole movie.
Exactly. I hope every mentally challenged person make you wear whatever the fuck they design, man. You ought to be a fucking shame of yourself.
Like that Channing Tatum gimp shit and This Is the End.
I'll take that over that Daredevil suit.
You disgust me. You fucking pig.
Jesus Christ. I feel unclean.
Yeah, dude. You know what, John? Don't worry. No, don't pay no attention to him. God damn.
On to the rest of the episode.
Anyway, people, he gets his suit and then once Fisk gets arrested, but he already has plans of how to escape, and he breaks free and dare, not until he runs into a certain devil of dare, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And Shut up, Sean. That's good. We don't. Shut up. That was good, wasn't it? You liked that, didn't
that
you?
That shit was clever.
That shit was clever. I came over just right now. Shit. Fuck your text, Sean. You better be texting me how good that shit is or whatever stuff.
I'll do that in a second.
Fuck you. Anyway, shit. But, let's talk about Cody again. Get on his shit. Get off me,
man. These if you listen to these three or four things we recorded today, it's just gonna be brutal Cody bashing for the whole three episodes.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're right. Well, yeah, we didn't bash Cody. Feminist Leader bashed him, and we just told him that he was wrong for it. We just agreed with her.
Point the finger. That's all.
You motherfucker. Ooh.
But Starlum, she didn't bash his ass.
She wanted to bash him, all right. But she wanted to bash what was tight in his pants.
Mm-hmm.
If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She wanted to ride that Cody D. Yeah, the Cody D train.
Mm-hmm. Jack Black star.
Man. Oh, yeah. Jack Black right here, baby. Yeah, he's going to get it, too. She's James Morrison, you Jack Black.
And are you ready?
Exactly. Whatever. Damn, she going to get Charles? You going to get it now.
Double D train with Daredevil.
Ooh, double D. Oh, yeah, I see what you did there. All right.
I like that, actually. I bet.
That was terrible. Get the fuck out of here. That was terrible, whatever shit. So anyway, like I said, he meets the devil of Dare or whatever, mm-hmm. who stops him in his path. That's right, goddamn, I said it again. This shit is better than yours. And they get into the brawl we've been waiting 12 episodes ago.
That goddamn brawl.
Yes, they do.
And it wasn't no brawl from 3 episodes ago where he mm-hmm. was getting his face smashed in or whatever. Thank God, because mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to see that again now, whatever shit.
Thankfully, he had a Bill Potter suit. To protect him.
Yes, right. Yeah. He has a better suit to protect him now.
Mm-hmm. It was crafted well.
Even though he didn't need the suit against Kingpin because he didn't have any blades, but I see what you're doing there.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Right. I see what you're doing.
Protect him. I'm just throwing it out there.
Protect him against what, though, Cuddy?
You know, lions and shit. That's what he said. That's what he told him, right?
Yeah. Who's he?
Mr. Melvin Potter. He said the black parts protect from gunshots.
Yeah, Melvin Potter. That's right.
Like knives. And at the right angle.
And what does he do, Cody?
Melvin Potter?
Yeah, Melvin Potter. What does he do?
Great suits. Cries about Betsy.
You fucking nigga.
Well, you asked me a question to answer. Well, I don't see the
you see this, it. Sean? This what? Blatant disrespect blatant or whatever?
Disrespect. Answering a fucking question? That's disrespect.
Can't we just drop it, man?
Thank you.
I didn't bring it, baby. I was saying, I answered your question. That's all I did.
You already brought it up
earlier. I just said the suit
you've
would
made, we know no, your well, position
I
on this.
Just throwing it up there.
And you're just rubbing it
the suit design.
It's rubbing it in. I hope you don't have any mentally challenged people in your family. I hope I don't either, whatever and stuff, because Cody.
I do, Cody.
Oh, shit.
Cody! Shit. Damn, dude!
I come out here.
I'm sure they don't all make suits.
But they probably make something else.
Okay, and I'm sure it looks nice.
Excuse me.
Forget it, Sean.
I'm just gonna pretend that didn't happen.
It didn't happen. I'm just gonna forget it. Like we said, okay, people, we're gonna go ahead and get in what we like about the show. Obviously, yes. We know what Cody fucking dislikes. I finally couldn't wait for this battle. I've been waiting 12 goddamn episodes, and it took every strength in my battle not to just fast forward to this episode or whatever. I mean, fast forward, just not watch the rest of them and just get right to this one, because I was like, that battle's going to happen, it's going to be so glorious, and my God, was that fight great. That fight was good as shit. I was like, oh, it was so sad. You know what, this whole episode, it was satisfying for the whole series. I felt nothing but satisfied. I know Cody's sitting over there going like, but that suit. If you say that one more goddamn time.
I'll keep quiet. I'll only bring it up if I need to.
Go ahead, Cody. Tell me what you like. You dislike.
I love the moment where the swords just turn on Kingpin.
Jesus.
And Kingpin gives that speech in the back of the armored van.
Oh yeah.
Transporting them. A bad. Give me that fucking look. Look at this motherfucker. Hey, can I say my piece?
What are you talking about?
Being grilled right now?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Say a piece.
Just say a piece, man.
I'm fucking burning a hole in my goddamn head right now.
Don't worry. Just say a piece, man. You got something to say? Say
anyway,
it.
Anyway, shit. But
you're not recording this. Just say what you're going to say.
Yeah, man. It's not on air or nothing like that.
Fuck y'all, man.
Yeah. Say what you got to say.
I ain't got nothing to say what I want to say, bitch. Fuck that suit.
You my bitch, Gordon Wayne, so.
I'm going to take Wayne's word.
Get it? Wayne's word?
Yes.
Get it?
Mm hmm.
Serious matter though.
Yeah. No, man, that was awesome. And then to see the police force get the upper hand.
Mm-hmm.
She just goes to chaos on that bridge, man. That was badass.
Mm-hmm. That was probably the best cop scene we've seen the whole season itself, or whatever shit. That whole bridge was breaking out. I was like, damn.
Yeah, as well, the moment when Daredevil got to Hoffman before Kingpin guys.
Mm-hmm.
That was badass how that was set up.
I love that set up. That was actually my favorite scene in the whole episode.
Yeah,
whatever.
Came in, shot all the people guarding Hoffman.
Because it looked like they shot Hoffman, but then next to his eyes closed.
Blood splatter on his face.
And then you just hear a bunch of dudes getting their ass whooped or whatever and shit. And he's just there posing. You're coming with me, Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, whoa, getting a little too Darius right now.
Oh, also, the sequence where, after that, where they were, Hoffman reveals the names of everybody in League of Kingpin, and they play that music, they had that montage.
Oh, yeah, that I do remember that. Oh, brilliant. That was great, man. The music, like, once again, people, the music in this show is just fucking fantastic.
And brilliant. It's so well directed.
That the score itself. So, another scene, too, is specifically the funeral. That funeral was it was one of the best, and then Karrison, look at him here. She's talking about Ben Urich's chief and editor, or whatever you want to call him, I guess, the boss or chief and editor or whatever he is. And it's just like, look at him, looking like Obadiah Stane or whatever. He ain't no Jeff Bridges. He ain't no fake-ass Iron Man. I can tell you that right now. He just came here as if he felt appreciated for him, knowing that he was the one that got him killed. Nah, bitch, actually, you got him killed.
Come to find out, he had nothing to do with Kingpin.
Suspicions.
It was that one girl.
It was the chick.
The other editor, yeah.
In the montage you said where they came and arrested her ass. Mm-hmm. I love it because they played some music where they should have played that, ha-dee-da, and she came in like, and they should have like pulled a stick out and just slow motion whipped her, whatever shit. Knocked her upside her head and go, oh, whatever shit. And she kept doing that in slow motion throughout the whole show. That would have been funny as shit. I'd have laughed my ass off. And then you see Kingpin just like fucking with his cuffs and be like, I'll be fine. And then Daredevil throws a stick at his ass, whatever, and just like, where are you going? As he poses on that truck.
Yeah.
Where are you going? I'm on the path of righteousness right now, whatever shit. And I was like, and then he winks at the camera. That was the last episode, by the way. he's like, now sit your corny ass down, whatever. With your great suit.
It's a suit.
Flawless. Flawless suit, Cody.
There is a suit involved.
It is a suit involved. Flawless. Flawless victory for his suit. Yeah, that's exactly. You see what I did there? Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
I'm
I'm
turning people religious. That's
When you watch this show, you're going to talk about the religious. You see that pastor in here? He don't look like he want to touch boys. He look like he want to give a message.
That is true.
A message about the Lord.
That is true.
You seen the pastor, right, Sean?
I've seen the pastor. He goes in, he's like, now, Matt Murdock, I know you're committing sins, but, like, you should probably stop. He's like, no, I'm going to fucking keep doing them. He's like, okay.
He's like, well, you know what? Whatever. Do whatever you want.
Shit, man. I just sit here in the seat, and then I wait for people to come in, so you're not bothering me.
There you go. Damn, he's like, actually, you know what? No one comes in here. I'm kind of lonely, because I don't know if you noticed, but every time you come in here, it's empty.
Man, I just want to know that. I love you. You should know that, Matt.
I'm shocked that there's even a church still visible in Hell's Kitchen.
I know, right?
At this point. I love it, because, you know, probably the religious fans like, alien invasion happened in Avengers, everything got destroyed, except for what? The church.
Mm-hmm.
Come to God's good graces, or whatever. What I love about him, that pastor, though, is that even though I don't think he's not in this episode or whatever, but he does. He has so many great dialogue exchanges with Matt Murdock that makes perfect sense. Where you're going like, oh, thank God, he's not being preachy about his choices in life or anything like that. He's just telling a story and stuff like that. I love that about him. But Ben Urich to me was one of the best characters. And seeing his funeral going, I actually was sad to see him go. And then Karen sit there crying with her fake ass cry and stuff like that, you know. And then we got to see Nelson. Foggy, team back up.
That's right.
Murdoch. They're no longer.
Murdoch. Avocados at law.
Yeah, that's right. Avocados at law. That's even a meme now going on, whatever.
Man, he was a goofy fucker to start, but then I started.
He's still a goofy fucker.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing changed.
But, like, at first I didn't like him at all, but I grew to like him. He's a lovable dude.
Same here.
Fuck him. Anyway.
What do you think, Cody? You agree?
No, I agree. Which 100%?
I think he's a bitch. He whines like a motherfucker.
He does whine.
Well, toward
Matt Murdoch thing situation. You don't know about it. I don't want to tell you about it, but. Apparently they have an outing out, whatever, against each other, and he's been just like, why didn't you tell me, Matt? I thought we were friends.
Yeah, I saw one episode. It was called, like, Nelson v. Murdoch or some shit.
Oh, so you saw that episode then?
I just saw it was called that on the Netflix list.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was coming up to that one.
He finds out that Murdoch is Daredevil.
No shit. It wouldn't take a detective.
And then he goes into a bitch fit about it. It's just like, why you didn't tell me? And then they stop talking
he's
for two whole episodes.
He's a fucking superhero, dude. Get over it.
Yeah. Right there.
I said that. Okay, damn. Shit. Damn. This dude's been bitching for four episodes talking about, you didn't tell me? We've had so much past. I'm just like, dude.
Foggy, you ain't shit compared to Daredevil.
we're supposed to be doing things unrighteous to the laws. Yeah, you're giving cops cigars and shit, doing it the crooked way, whatever. Now you're worried about. I was like, okay, what are you talking about? I was like, fuck the law. Have you seen the law? It's shit right now.
Have you seen Hell's Kitchen?
Thank you. Matter of fact, it was an episode previous to that. Kingpin owns the cops. He owns judges. there is no authority here no more, or whatever, shit like that. So the fact that Daredevil is taking things in his own manners and putting Justice Grime, ain't like he's killing them.
Yeah.
What do you give a fuck?
Beating the fuck out of them.
That story he told in that episode too, yeah, is fucking great. Yeah. About the how you first put on the mask.
That's right.
Oh, it's fucking brilliant here and stuff. But people, this episode, for me, it was just satisfying.
Yeah.
Everything about it, the season finale was great, and the season ending was just great. Whatever. I loved everything about it. I can't wait for more, personally. That season 2 is coming next year.
That's true.
Oh, man, we're going to have a lot of superhero shit next year.
Well,
not as much as next year.
Yeah, next year.
Damn, the ghost. That motherfucker's a bigger alcoholic than Sean is.
Motherfucker, where's the ghost?
Did you hear that shit? You know, Sean's like, what? He's like, you want to go check it out, guys?
Yeah, I'm not a white person who's going into haunted houses.
He takes a Sherlock Holmes hat out of his head, puts it on, whatever.
Elementary motherfucker.
He's like, elementary motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I think we should check this out. We look at him like, no, Sean, don't go down. He's just like, it's just a pussy ass ghost. What can he do?
It's just a ghost of foggy nonsense.
Yeah, he doesn't come back for 24 hours. We just go like,
well, shit, Sean's dead.
And then next thing you know, I'd be like, he was with those two black people last time I saw. Yep. Matter of fact, we got witness when I opened my door or whatever. Yeah. And just be like,
well,
oh,
one
shit.
Of them was black.
Oh,
yeah, that's true. Yeah. So you'll be free probably.
Yeah, I'll be able
to congratulations, son. You go free. Okay.
Shit, shit.
Oh, you're not getting shit over.
He's like Michael Jackson from South Park. Cops look at him and be like, you told us we was a black man. They look at him and go like, and the cop struggles. He's like, almost framed an innocent white man right there. Cody.
And he pays his taxes.
And he was Jewish. Jesus Christ. He gives so much back to the community.
I think his name was Shalom Williams.
Yeah, Shalom Williams. Something like that.
What's
Shalom? Right now, Stardom's going, Shalom. Yeah. Oh, God. Cody. Oh, there you go. Boom goes the dynamite.
Temple, happy
place. But Cody, what else you got to say about this, man?
You got any negatives? Anything?
Personally, I don't have any negatives, man. Like I said, I don't think it was like one of the best endings or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But I think far as like how for the season that it went through, I thought it was, like I said, it's very satisfying, man. I was it had that Agent Carter ending, if you ask me. I was just like, I don't think it's one of the best. I don't think it's terrible, but I think it was just great.
A proper solid ending.
It was a proper solid ending and whatever. The series itself was just proper and it's all rights, man. So yeah.
I got a few nitpicks, if you will. Okay. The final setup. I'm done talking to the suit. Don't worry.
Why you bringing that up, Cody?
You brought it up.
I didn't say anything.
Nobody
I know. Nobody heard that on the mic.
But it happened.
Did you hear anything, Sean?
I don't hear shit. But then again, I didn't hear the ghost earlier, so whatever the fuck.
So you know the fuck you talk. Yeah, so anyway.
That ain't scaring me now. Whatever. He just want alcohol. Don't worry. He won't fuck with you.
Anyway,
cool.
That final Kingpin fight with Daredevil, that was okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
I didn't think it was anything great. I actually think it was probably like my least favorite fight of the whole series, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It was like it kind of ended on that, and I was like, "Eh, we're too big on that."
Did you like the fight between him and his suit maker?
It didn't last that long. That wasn't really a skirmish. So.
Okay.
That was like the last episode. Maybe that didn't involve this episode. I don't even know why you would bring that up.
Continue.
And then that's pretty much it. But then a little quibble. Did anything feel a little CW-ish to you?
Yeah.
When he jumped off the rooftop.
I was just about to bring that up shit up too. I was just going to say.
The score was like, nothing that great.
Did they freeze frame that shit?
No, just the way it was framed.
No, because he was posing first and then he just jumped off. It was almost like those 2000 Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that shit or whatever. You just waiting for like, it was like, oh God.
Yeah.
He was waiting for him to say some corny ass lines like, I don't know, some shit you said a minute ago. I mean, he wouldn't say anything cool like, I'm the devil of the dare or nothing like that, you know? He was waiting for something like that, but he just didn't say it, so, you know.
He's like, justice is blind. Something like that.
He probably would say that cool, actually, because he got the voice to say, pull that off, whatever. He didn't say anything, it was just like, I'm Matt Murdock, and I'm the daredevil. Oh, kind of like in Ghost Rider, when Nick Cage said that, whatever. In both fucking movies, when they both ended, I'm Johnny Blaze. I'm the Ghost Rider.
I think I'm destined to do this for my entire life.
God damn.
Riding some ghosts into the National Treasure Desert.
Holy shit. Whoa. Dude.
Possessed by a spirit of Ghost Rider.
What the fuck?
Jesus. You got some talent on your ass, man. You just pulled off anything to look. I like how his face got old. Jesus, like
horse face to
National Treasure. Yeah, I was like, whoa.
I don't give a fuck about this entire script. I'll do it. Let's go.
it exists, I'll do it.
What was that bullshit ass movie we reviewed together?
Rage?
Rage.
Yeah, Rage, remember?
It's like, my hair piece is coming off, but I'm still on board.
You remember that scene where he's beating on his friend? Tell me the truth!
Come on, where is she?
Where is she? Where is he?
The guy's fucking convulsing. He's like, talk, come on, talk.
He's dying. He's like, tell me. God damn it.
Sounds amazing. Shit.
By the way, everyone check out Rage.
No. Don't do that.
Oh, and my his religion film is on Netflix now, too. You can check that one out, too.
And it was left behind in only a few things.
Like my career. No, but I'm with you, man.
Like my hairline.
Actually, that's more believed than his career. That career, I mean, that hairline is like a best supporting actor to him. Mm-hmm.
Supported, man.
There was a lot of scenes where he put the suit on. There was like three when he put the suit on and he was just posing.
Yeah, like when they first, that first shot,
he's on the truck.
I was on that truck, he's like,
Justice is blind.
I was like, okay. This whole series up to this point was like, you know, kind of like a gritty, realistic kind of world. It wasn't all the flashy and superheroish and shit.
That's where, I don't mind the superhero shit. That's where it just got silly.
Yeah, it just looked a bit silly. It didn't pull it off too well.
Mm-hmm. It almost looked like the camera just said freeze frame.
Yeah.
Foot, work your way up.
Right.
Pose, Vogue.
Yeah.
Walk. Right. This is like, it's like, he's not a supermodel right now.
Right.
It's like, I don't need to, I understand that the setting of this show is dark and shit like that, mm-hmm. but you don't need to have him posing up there in some special stands or something like that to show you, make that loud clunking noise or whatever shit. I mean, his approach to that was just ridiculous as shit, dude. I'm not gonna lie. And even like Cody said, the ending over where he came, where he just standing on the rooftop, I'm Matt Murdock, I'm the Daredevil. He just jumped. I was just like, what are you, some kind of West Gang Mafia type dude? What are you, dude? Shit, I'm waiting for him to say I'm Baby Joker next or something like that, whatever. It was goddamn silly, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
but that's pretty much it, man. That's, like, my only quibbles.
Yeah, I make quibbles and problems. Ain't no getting behind that. That was just as silly as that nigga on the guitar. At least one was entertaining at one point, because he's just like, why the fuck is he doing that? Damn, shit. But overall, man, I give it a C, man.
Yeah.
I still loved it, man. It was satisfying. Everything I've ever wanted out of Daredevil, I finally got it now. I will be buying this on Blu-ray. I can't wait for season 2. I'm pumped. Mm-hmm. I loved it. The acting, great. Vincent D'Onofrio did a great job as Kingpin in this series.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Charlie Cox, man, he was great as Daredevil.
He is Matt Murdock.
Man, he nailed it as Matt Murdock. He kills it, man. He just kills it. You know, Karen, she's still alive somehow. I don't know how. She's one of those lucky people where just like everyone around you will die, but you'll live, and just like Sean, they honking for you. You know,
hello,
it's Cynthia 2.0.
I thought you said Sammy 2.0.
Yeah, no, I said Cynthia 2.0. I wanted to see what you're gonna say. Your reaction to it. It's just like he's like he caught it quick too. He's like, don't talk about my woman.
That's exactly.
I thought he was gonna give that face like, but then he looked at him and was just like, her name is Sammy 2.0. Don't you fuck it up no more. He's like, I'm looking her up right now, whatever shit. He's like, I got her number. He's just calling everybody, seeing. He's like 2.0. Sean, hang up on her or shit. But yeah, I give it a C, man.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I also
motherfucker laughing at my C. You hear that? Damn.
No, it's just how you transition from like. It's just.
Low C's? What do you want?
No. It was funny how you transitioned from talking about like bullshitting with Sammy 2.0. Oh, then I give it a C. It was just like real quick how I went into it.
You are a fucked up individual, my friend. Yeah. It's okay. It's all right. Hey, I respect you though. Because you're white. You can do my taxes.
There you go.
Actually, you can do my taxes now since you're a Jew.
Recently, I've gotten into some financial trouble of my own.
Jewbot.
Michael Bay's latest exploit.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. Whatever, he just busts out of a cash machine or something like that. Just cash register just transformed. And then Cody appears. Oh, boy. Got that dollar bill sword. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I wonder what a Jufro would look like on a robe. Oh, never mind. Let me shut the door.
Don't tempt him now.
I have a safe. Like, you know, I haven't touched that yet. Whatever. When are we gonna get the American bot?
Seriously.
One just dressed up like an American flag or something like that, whatever. That'd be the new savior. He'd be like the introduction of that new Muppet they had, Walter or whatever and shit like that. That would be the American flag. Cody, your final
thought. No, man, it's a solid episode, man. Very solid, man. I love most of it. Just like that latter half, not the latter half, but like the last 10 minutes, I guess. This shit got a bit too silly for me.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, kind of bumped it down to like a, just see it just like you. Yeah. I am kind of interested though, see how they handled his transition to like a full blown superhero now.
Oh, yeah.
Going into season two.
Going into that mystical shit now.
Yeah. Yeah. Because this isn't the greatest first impression, let's be honest. So I don't know. It's interesting to see how they handled it.
Which wasn't the greatest first impression?
Him being a superhero now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I thought you meant like the mystical shit.
No. That's fine. I was expecting that, so.
Yeah.
So, but this is the whole superhero transition from, you know, Daredevil, you know, gritty
Hell's
Kitchen.
Watch season two, episode one, opens up with him beating somebody's ass, and he looks at the camera and says, see, Cody, what do you think of my superhero ability now? He just starts punching the shit out of that dude.
Hopefully with a better costume. That'd be nice. Wouldn't it be nice, right? Something a bit more comic accurate, you know, and actually, like, evokes Daredevil more? Yeah, that'd be great.
This is a recap finale of Daredevil. I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm just saying, I'm Cody.
And I'm the Spoiler Bastard Show.
And this is Nick Cage.
Sign us out, Cage, please.
Goodbye. Into that dark night of a desert with a Ghost Rider blaze, we go off.
What the? Later, bastard.
Later, beautiful bastard.